Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our occasional Sunday evening edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee. I will be giving you your readings this evening. I am joined by your Mr. Wonderful, Jimbo Baggins, of course. And we're both a little under the weather, but we're hanging in there. So as long as we still have our voices, right? So anyway, I want to remind everyone that we are using an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I am showing to our Facebookers who are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook. That's why we call them Facebookers.
That would be a good reason.
And also to our blog talkers, you're just going to have to take our word for it, but that's what we're using, ordinary playing cards. We are not using tarot cards, not oracle cards, not any of the other systems that are out there, as there are many for perceiving the future. All right, what makes personal prophecy different is that we're able to perceive the future and improve it before we even get there, which really, if you think about it, is a most dynamic and life-changing tool that we can use to live happier, more successful, and love-filled lives. Yeah. So anyway, I also want to mention that for each caller, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each. Not simply, you know, 2, 3, 4 cards laid down. No, I can't feel comfortable with that. I prefer to use my regular layout, which if we meet privately ever, that's what we're going to use, is the same thing that they will be seeing on Facebook. Okay. So I think that's, well, it just gives me a better point of view about you. So there you go. Can you, could you take me in just a little bit more?
I don't know about the in part, though. I can't do that. There's no way I can do that. Come on.
I was going to grab this. Thank you. Much better. Thank you.
Didn't think it moved an inch, but.
All right. So I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Excitement right now. He'll give you the tips you need on how to have an outstanding phone call.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, we would like to remind everybody out there in Blog Talk land and Facebook land, if you're international, let us know anytime during the show. We'll give you international shout-outs live on the air, like to Jeanette back in Canada. Welcome, Jeanette.
Yeah.
And she's been on here a lot. I mean, a lot.
Yeah, so we missed you while the Italians were holding you hostage with pizza and wine.
Where I was going with that is she's been on here a lot, so she doesn't have to say where she's from anymore. Yeah. Some folks that haven't been on here quite as often, you might want to say where you're from, because my memory is limited. It's not so good. Yeah, of course. Of course you saw 911. Of course you did.
Yeah, but it can't work with that.
Yeah, it's better, but it used to be 411, too. I don't even know if they have that anymore.
And there's a 311 I've heard about.
Well,
I don't think it's in this country.
I think we might have 511 for traffic.
Good.
In Hampton Roads. All right.
And there, yep. Hey, Catherine, good to have you. She's not international.
Negative, Ghostwriter. course, I don't know. Florida can be an interesting place. Very interesting. A lot of crazy, stupid news comes out of Florida.
Well, Florida, it's got a bad reputation for cuckoos. And alligators.
Well, Florida's not the only state with alligators. Just to let you know. They just have a lot because they got a lot of fresh water and stuff like that.
You know what, though? West Virginia gets a bad rap, too. Like, Virginians act all high society and think of West Virginians as all inbred hillbillies.
515-602-9676. That's a number to call in to get your reading. This is primarily a call-in show, as always. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And it is a fact. It is working fine. I called in and I could hear the show while I was waiting. I got quite a few of you on the list. We're going to start it here shortly after we finish our spiels. I keep track, so we take them in. That's why I'll remind you. We take the callers in order that they called in. So that's all I can do for you. Yeah. I have eyeballs. I have balls of eyes. Just to let you know, I can see things.
What's good to see?
I also did that too. See, I also tape it out so I keep the order.
Ooh,
yes.
Okay.
Good
for you.
Yeah. All right. Facebookers, you know that we try to throw you some love too during these shows. We just can't promise you when we turn to you for readings. Can't set our watch by it. It's just going to be what it is. And we try. We can't even promise we're going to get to you all the time on these types of
And you
shows.
Can always hire me. I'm very reasonable. When you look at what others, out there.
Yeah, I mean.
Hang a shingle.
And that's the thing here. We're going to keep going. The harp sound is a transition sound in this. And as far as the show goes, that means your reading with Deborah has been completed. And it is free, remind you. So don't get a little uppity. Most of you, 99.999% of you understand that. Just the new folks, we just got to remind them. You hear the harps, we got to shut her down. I'm going to give you an angel card reading before we move on to the single card, before we move on to the next caller. And today, it is the healing angel card.
Ooh, yay.
They're good, too. They're good, and they're short and sweet. And, you know, some messages don't need to be long to be deep and meaningful. All right. Oh, Facebookers, when we do make that formal announcement for you guys to get to when we open the floor to you guys, we'll take the first messenger audio or video call to Deborah Lee. Excuse me, Deborah Lee, not the Psycho Love Doctor Show. Don't fly. Let's do it. We're going to area code 603, which Google tells me is in New Hampshire. 603, your caller number one.
Hello there. Welcome
Hi.
To the show. Hi.
Hi, Deborah. Hi, Deborah. Hi. I tried to get on last night, and it was busy. One lady had a long one.
I will mention about her. This has been what we've called a case study since about the 1st of November. What we do with her is I'm demonstrating what I do in my private, well, we'll call it a practice, okay, because I do have worldwide clients from around the world that don't come to the shows, but they will, want sessions with me. And what I'm doing with her is intuitive life coaching, where I'm showing her options. And you would not believe how she has grown emotionally over these many months. So that's what that is. Yes, we give her time so others can see what's going on. And hers has been quite a story. Okay, so let's talk about your story.
Yes, what you got cooking.
I think I might be able to do it. Okay.
You'll remember me as once I start telling you. I'm the one that's moving. I want to know if I have a secured place, and I want to know when. I want to know anything my husband that passed a few months ago has to say. I want to know if I'm going to get my veterans military money I applied for.
Yeah.
And I want to know how I'm going to be. And will I see my son? And, do they love me?
What's the background on that?
Tell us about your son.
Yeah, I don't remember any background on that.
No, he calls me. He loves me, but I just want to hear. I don't know. Since Thomas died, it's been kind of lonely, And I look here. I live where I am now, I'm isolated. And yeah. the house is empty. It's too big. And there's too much yard work. And mm-hmm. it's for sale anyway from the landlord. But
they rent it. And you are grieving the loss of your husband. So it's a lot.
I guess I am. So I talked to Michael and Denise, and I told her, I said, do you love me? I sometimes don't feel like you do. And she got all feeling guilty and upset at me, but I didn't mean to do that, but I understand why. I felt I'm too needy.
Well, tell me, how old is your son?
He's 42.
Oh, gee. Okay. And
well, 41. He'll be 42.
Do you have other children?
What?
Just
no.
Him or more?
Yeah, just him. I raised my two brothers, too, when I was 20, and they were young with my son.
Welcome to the club. And that club is...
My mom died young. She was only 51 when she died, my mom.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know...
And my stepdad abused me sexually, touching, and I've had a lot of abuse, a lot of beatings from a husband, a lot of child trauma, things like that.
Sorry to hear all of that, but it's amazing how there are so many people out there that are going through the same struggles, And
Thomas and I didn't get along in the last 5 years. It wasn't good. He was an alcoholic. He drank every single day and a lot, and he had coronary artery disease, and he wouldn't go to the doctor when they told him he had cholesterol. He just wanted to drink, so that's all he did. And he was abusive verbally, usually when he wasn't drinking, but then sometimes when he did. Not the whole 33 years we were together, mostly the last 5 years. But I wasn't happy with him. He wouldn't eat dinner or lunch or anything with me. He'd wait until late in the evening, then he'd pass out, and it just went on and on like that. And it wasn't good.
And did he just suddenly pass away, like at home? Or
He came home from going over to a friend's house because he was used to drink and drive, and that made me mad. But anyway, he was over there doing some work for him. He came home, stood in the kitchen when I was cooking, said, my shoulder hurts, and I don't feel, and then he said, I don't feel right. He went and sat down. Next thing I know, he's hollering, this awful hollering, and tightening his arms up, like flinging them tight, I don't know. And then I went in, he just gurgled, and that was it. I mean, this gurgling sound.
It's a massive heart attack then, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, a coronary, massive heart attack. He had blockages in all of them, I guess. Had that for years, it said, on the death certificate. He had coronary artery disease for years. I don't know if drinking causes that or not. I don't know. But
right,
he drank.
It doesn't help.
He wouldn't stop. I tried to get him to go, and he didn't think he had a problem. But if you drink constantly, and there's always that toxins of alcohol in your bloodstream daily, it's not good for you. It can't be.
Well, especially in a lot of times people, it's a hereditary thing that they're predispositioned to have heart issues in the family.
Yeah.
And if you start living a bad lifestyle, it's going to make it better.
Yeah.
A lot of times when you drink, eat cheeseburgers.
His brother was one too. His brother and his wife were. It was. But I'm not a drinker, And he also did drugs. He smoked pot constantly. And I'm not into drinking. I never was, and I should have known that when I met him. He drank then. He drank since he was a teenager, so my fault.
Well, I don't think really own this. I really don't. When we meet somebody, especially when we're very young, we're hoping and planning for the best. We think, this is going to be the love of my life. They're going to be perfect, and they're going to love me.
He was better than the one before it. And the one before that, I had a pervert that did terrible things to my son, He was an exhibitionist. And
really?
Yeah, and then my son's dad, drank. I always go to the drinkers. That's how I grew up. My dad drank and had gambling in the basement all the time, and the drunkard people used to come around me and talk to me and give me money. when I was little, about 5 or 6, 7. And they always stunk because they peppermint, and I cannot stand peppermint to this day. And I didn't realize that until about 10 years ago is why I can't stand the smell of it.
Yeah, it's a trigger for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, sure, I can see that.
But you know what? I got good news for you.
Cards are down. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
I do. I mean, first of all, the money's on the way. And even though they say money can bring you happiness, sometimes it can bring you a lot of happiness.
It's not going to hurt, for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're going to be able to do things that you've always wanted
to do. Bills
got to
get paid. You know, you got to live, stuff like that, you know.
Oh, really? Are you? Yeah.
Yes.
And
anything else
you see?
Yes, I feel that we got to remember, if we raise our children properly or right, you know, correctly, they're going to go out into the world and they're going to make lives of their own. And when we reach this time of our life now, I have a son who I think is almost 40 or might be 40. He was born in 70. I can't remember. 70.
And
what?
Yeah.
Nick.
Anyway, he's out there setting the world on fire, has time maybe once in a while to send me a text. Never forgets to send me a present.
That'd be the low point.
Yeah. Neither does my son, you know.
They're busy
and
with their lives.
He turned out good, Michael. Yeah, he was a late bloomer. He had fun, but he was never into drinking all the time or drugs or anything. He was typical. He was typical. He didn't like to do things, but sometimes.
Well, now you're in the time of your life where you can develop all sorts of hobbies. You can go and do things. You know, you're going to be able to.
Oh, yeah. Everything had to be his way. Every time he went anywhere, it was to a drinking establishment. And if he went to a restaurant, he had to sit at the bar part where they had the alcohol, even if I wanted to sit at a booth. It was every little thing. It always was and he brought coolers of beer everywhere we went, drank.
Now your life belongs to you. And there's going to be another man coming along for you. I want you to know that he's a knight in shining armor, so to speak. This one's not bringing any bad habits. He's actually meant to come into your life to help you find true lasting happiness. And I think it's going to... Yes, I think you're just going to love him. He's going to like to travel.
I don't know him, though, do I? No, not yet,
but he's under my favorite designation in the layout. What?
I said, aha.
Yes, which is called sure to come true.
And how could you not like that?
How could you not?
Right, that's that designation.
So maybe I'll meet him when I move or something, after I move.
Oh, yeah. Moving's going to open up all kinds of new avenues for you socially and romantically.
We had no romance. He wasn't able to, and he wouldn't go get help, and he didn't want to quit drinking. So
right.
Well, that was obviously his.
That'll wither an erection like
he did is sit and play on the phone. Talk to people, guys, or whoever. And
you're going to be turning the page here. And it's a whole new life in front of you. And I think that you should become expectant, thinking of all the wonderful things that you're going to get to do at this time in your life. This is your turn. Yeah.
Well, people knew he was verbally mean to me because they saw it. And they didn't tell me when he was here, though. I asked him, I said, did you notice it? He said, well, yeah, we noticed it. And I used to tell him about his drinking. He said all he said was, oh, F people, they don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
They don't like me drinking.
Just remember, you can look forward now instead of backward.
Yep, that ship has sailed.
Yes.
It's gone. You don't need to worry about that anymore.
It's a whole new life.
I'm feeling that way about him, you know. It's the truth. It's really the truth how it was.
Well,
I've never really spoken truthful to many people when we were together. Never told anybody the truth. But you know, because that's how I was. I didn't want to go complain to people how I feel like it's stupid to staying with somebody like that. But,
you know, that's why it never hurts to get counseling. Go to therapy.
I know.
That person is there to listen to you and can help you turn things around.
All right, it is time that we move on now. Hang on real quick before we depart to our next caller.
Oh, did I get all my cards?
Yes.
Yes, we looked at it. The money's coming. You will be moving, as we said the other night. And good things are on the horizon for you.
Yeah. Will it be soon? And sorry. It will be pretty soon?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And I'll like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to feel like Cinderella. No, you're going to feel like Cinderella because you're going to have so many wonderful things coming into your life. Go ahead, Jim.
Stand by. Your card reading.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you. Bye now.
You don't have to go yet.
Oh.
Subject is Sacred Sources, the subject of a healing angel card.
We, your
angels, are here to remind you of your magnificence. You are literally an angel in the making, a being of eternal love and light, forever one with God, Goddess, and all creation.
Yay.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, call us again, hon.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you're part of the family now.
Yes, thank you for holding and being, I just put her on mute, but she's still here. Like,
you're
when
the family.
When I'm done with the blog talk calls,
mm-hmm.
I just put you folks back on mute. 90% of you want to keep listening through your phones or your computers or whatever you, wherever you called into us. So I just put you back on mute. If you want to hang up, you can do that. But most people want to keep listening to the show. That is your preference. So I do not hang up on you. Remember the first one or two shows we ever did, I was hanging up on people.
Oh, I remember.
And then somebody's like, you know, I want to kind of listen to the show. I was like, oh, damn, I guess I could just put you back on mute. I didn't think about that. Oops. Oops moment. All right. Next caller, because we have 4 billion. We're going to 856. 856, I believe. You're from New Jersey.
Oh, we know.
Hello?
I don't know.
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Great. How are you?
That's cool.
Oh,
hey, welcome.
Doing well. How about you?
Yeah, I didn't see her. I guess she wasn't in the Facebook log. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't have my phone on me.
That's all right. It's all good. You don't have to.
Not much at all. I know I'm starting my new job, but I don't think I'm going to like it because of the hours. So I don't know. And you said I might meet somebody right after.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Tell us first about your new job.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I just did all the paperwork to start up and sign papers and stuff like that, drug test and stuff.
What are you going to be doing?
Collecting money for payments for cars.
Oh, wow. You are a brave woman because you're not going to have any good, happy people you're going to talk to ever for that.
No.
Yeah, but I think coming from Jersey, you can handle it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't know. That's a heck of a thing to do.
Yes.
But somebody's got to do it. All right.
And what are your hours?
Yeah, you don't like the hours, you said. What's up with that?
11 to 8.
11 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
Yep.
Yeah,
Monday through Friday.
But it's moolah.
Ooh, that's a lot of hours. That's some OT. That's overtime.
Mm-hmm. You're going to make some greenbacks in that job.
That's the thing, yeah. You know, that's when I was younger, I was a greedy person, and I would work ridiculous hours because I was a greedy bastard. A lot of time when you're younger, the per hour dollar isn't a lot, so you wanted to work a lot, you know. But anyway, go ahead.
So what would you like to know about your card?
Whatever you can get, what's coming up next after that.
Yes,
hopefully something better.
Yes, indeed.
You're going to be getting the trim messages and all that stuff, so.
You've been getting what?
Different messages, like, in turn of my intuitive side. So.
Well, I got you. Roger that. I got you. All right. Okay. What was it there? I wasn't sure if you were getting, if it was something like extra emails or something. So I am with you.
Yeah.
Cards are going down. What was that Aerosmith song? Going down.
No.
Love in an elevator.
Is it?
Yep. Even they had that one groove Aerosmith did, where they had a, just constantly fun, cool songs. They nailed like a freaking ton of them. The videos were funny, a lot of them. It was cool.
Well, I'm laying out your cards, and you've got some more internet.
I do. I will, while the cards are going down, I would like to say international shout-outs to Suzanne. I think, believe she is in the land of the Scots. And Louise, I believe, is in the land of the Ings. We've got the Scots and the Ings are here representing. Welcome.
Okay.
Cards
for
are
you,
down.
For you, Rosemary, you are stepping into a whole new social group for you. And that's always fun, I think. You've got guys coming forward to be your friends, and there's a female that you're going to meet, maybe through this job. I perceive that two of you will consider becoming roommates and sharing a place together. So I think it's going to be a beautiful relationship between the two of you. You're both, there's a lot of diversity here. So it's like you're kind of going your way and she's going her way. And, you know, sometimes if women are too similar, they get in, it's like a bad marriage as roommates. They get into fights, you know. This way, I don't think it's going to happen. I think the two of you are going to have a very nice balance living together. Also, definitely, if you can hang with this job, you're going to end up making very good money, and a promotion will come along for you. Because I think you're going to be good at this. You know, not everybody can.
No.
Can call up like that.
No, call up people that are automatically going to be angry. There's no possible chance. Maybe one out of 1,000 callers won't actually be angry.
You're the person. You're the contact. Before they send that guy out with a truck,
oh, this thing looks
in the middle of the night, another one.
In the middle of the night, jackpot.
Well, I don't know how you scammers go to church on Sunday or something. You know, leave us alone.
At least have a name I could at least maybe try to pronounce.
Yeah. Anyway, Rosemary. Yes, I feel that this could turn out to be a very good job for you. So give it a good chance. And if something better should come up right now, I'm not quite seeing that because the cards are focusing on this particular job. You're going to find you have some real talent for getting money out of people. Because remember, you are that last contact before the man comes with the truck
in the middle of the night. Truck or
yeah.
There's other types. Some collections don't involve that property like that. Some are just bills.
What
yeah.
do they call it?
Repo Man.
Repo
Man. That was Emilia Estevez back in the 80s movie.
Maybe that's going to be your man, Rosemary. You and him are going to rule the world as bill collectors.
I watched many, many years ago, they had like a repo reality show thing. And it was interesting, but I could tell there was a lot of staging on some of it. But it was still interesting.
Oh,
all
yeah.
right. It is. Here we go.
Some guy came out with guns.
Oh, yeah. It's a very dangerous job. Very
yeah.
dangerous job. Yep. All right. The subject of your healing is a card of inspiration. A new idea comes to you like a gentle whisper inside your heart. Listen and take action. This is inspiration from high above. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Rosemary.
You sound like you're outdoors.
I hear birds.
Yeah.
I hear birds.
Yeah.
Bird, that sounds like he needs some lead poisoning. But, you know.
Be great for the job, and a better one will come along. And
truth.
Yeah, guess this. Look at our girl, Joanne.
Hey, Rosemary, we're going to put you back on hold so you can listen to the show. And I'm going to
have
a whole day.
We have our cool. What would you call her?
It's 8-Ball.
Cool. Yeah.
It just says 8-Ball. It's
yeah,
cool.
I know. Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, I'm just saying. But I don't know what word you're trying to figure out.
Well, we are going to support you all the way so that you can go down in history as the winningest. Isn't that the word, winningest?
I think that is an actual word, the winningest.
Winningest.
I've heard that in the sports.
Woman in the world.
I don't know if she's going to be that.
No.
There's been some, I know there's been some, well, she probably knows more than I do, but there's been some very historical eight ball women.
Half an hour, Suzanne. Half an hour.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
And Virgil, supposedly, I heard a rumor that Virgil is here.
Oh, there he is. Hey, he actually, yeah, there he is. Hey, international shout out. The Virgil from the UK. There he is. There was a lot of, there was a lot of typing going on, so that, and that thing scrolls really fast. So he, yeah, he got.
It does. It does.
He got buried. And I give it a lot more attention than she can because she's doing cards. But even I get doing other stuff. I can't
I wonder.
I miss things.
Joanne, have you ever heard of the 16-second rule? Maybe you have.
What are you talking about?
I used to play darts years ago, and we were on a team that played. And the 16-second rule is that you spend 16 seconds imagining, envisioning your best game. Because if you can see it, you can be it.
But that has nothing to do with darts. That's a personal self-preparation thing.
For people, any, they used it for golf.
That's what I'm saying,
it
yes.
Can be
right.
It. But I wanted
right.
to tell you, I was the only, and I practiced this a lot. And I don't think you were there that night, Jim. I was the only person they had ever seen throw a, what is it, double, triple bullseye. People ran up with cameras to take pictures.
Maybe for your tournament. Remember, we used to do it at Michael Bob's. They'd give you a free beer if you had, to tell her. Hey, I got a triple. If you had triple bulls, you had to tell her. We used to do it all the time at Michael Bob's. But that's tournaments, different pressure.
Yeah, it is. They're, and men didn't like playing with women.
Yeah, it's just a triple bullseye, I understand.
You know, they'd sit off. I've
playing
never,
cricket. We're playing cricket.
I wrote once a big piece on, we need poor sports people, those with poor sportsmanship, to be in the military. Because these are people that do not like to lose. And they're big, whiny babies if they do. And I would be, you know, throwing my darts and all. And I could hear these guys going, fucking bitch, you know, and they'd be off the side doing that. And afterwards, when my girlfriend and I were a partner and we won, they wouldn't even shake our hand. We had to go up there and say, good game, guys.
Oh, Lisa, area code 520.
Lisa. Hello, how are you?
I don't know. I have been down for the count.
That's oh, no.
Yes, I think it's COVID.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but it's not. We've had all our shots. It's not that bad. It just makes you want to, well, there's a lot of fatigue.
I don't think I have it.
And my chest feels spongy, you know, kind of weird.
Oh, dear.
And stomach kind of stuff and achy. It's like even the finger bones ache.
Oh my god!
Feel like I have a wild code.
Yeah, but
I pump literally all those emergency vitamin C gummies and zinc pills every day.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm not doing that religiously.
Well, I spent the day sleeping. Well, not sleeping.
Resting. Sleep on and off. Yes, you did. She did not leave the casa. She did not go outside the confines of the house.
Yeah. Oh. Get until the show. This is good morale.
The really good shoe. Really good shoe.
Yeah, and I'm going to try something different tonight that I'll mention to all of you. I bought this from Amazon. Many of you on Facebook might have seen these. They're called Z-Biotics. It's a pre-alcohol probiotic drink.
Which you're probably not going to drink.
It's in a little bottle. Yeah, probably will.
Well,
a little
yeah.
bit. And what it does, okay, here we go with that word again. All right. What it does is you drink it up to 2 hours before you drink. And where's that word?
Acetaldehyde.
Acetaldehyde.
Acetaldehyde. Now that you said the word, tell them what the hell you're talking about, Deb. Acetaldehyde.
Okay, there it is.
Back.
And I have kind of forgotten, but what it does. Oh, it's going to take away that next day.
Maybe you should drink.
Bad feeling. Huh?
I said maybe you should drink. I already forgot what you were talking about.
I know. Yeah. It, I thought I'd try it because it's rather expensive. You know, it's like this little bottle. How much is this? Like maybe 3 ounces? I don't know. But anyway, this little bottle, and I'm not an affiliate.
It's bigger than the little essential oil bottle.
Yeah.
So.
But they're like $10 each.
I don't know if that's even 3 ounces.
And you get them in a, I got it in a.
Oh, hell no.
A six pack.
Oh, no, that is not 3 ounces.
What is
that? That is maybe an ounce.
Oh.
It might be, it could be two. I don't think it's even two. Hey, I drink lots of beers, and they give me little samplers, and they're 6 ounces.
Okay, what
it's way bigger than that.
What it's going to do is it breaks down, say the word again, acetaldehyde. No.
Acetaldehyde.
And it sets you up for a better day after drinking. So I thought, well, let's give this a shot.
You know, what's funny is there's two things that man, that and it doesn't matter, has always been trying to perfect.
What?
One is the better mousetrap, and two is the cure for the hangover. And they never, ever get there. They never get the perfect mousetrap. You never get the perfect cure for a hangover.
No, and there's all these gimmicky things. Take an aspirin with a big glass of water.
Everybody's got their own little
shit. Before you go to bed.
A lot of it's the placebo thing, and they believe, oh, this works for me all the time. And the brain has that power to make your body feel better if you believe.
And here, this is funny. Virgil asks, does it improve memory, Deb? And Catherine says she doesn't know Virgil. She keeps forgetting to take it.
Bada-boom. Oh, wait a minute.
Rim shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Catherine said that was smaller than a 3-ounce bottle.
Oh, it is way smaller. Like I said, I went to the brewery with Gibbs.
Yeah.
And I had flights of beer, and they were each one of those was 6 ounces, way bigger than that. That's got to be 1.5 ounce, I would bet. That's my guess. That is my guess.
I don't know.
A shot and a half.
They're going to win for taste.
You don't take stuff for your health for taste. That's what you still have that six-year-old mentality about pills and stuff.
What?
I don't want to take it because it tastes bad. Well, God damn it. If it does you, I don't care if it tastes like a dog's turd. If it's going to cure a problem I have, I'm taking that shit no matter how bad it is.
No kidding.
But you want it to taste like bubble gum or something.
You didn't
have
to drink castor oil as a kid.
No, because my parents weren't idiots. How about that? Why would they make me drink some frickin' oil that's not going to do shit for you?
Because way back in the days, they made kids drink that. I think it was for irregularity.
It depended on the dumbasses that were raising the children.
All right, Catherine just gave me an idea.
How about...
She said, plug your nose and open your mouth and
just
chug it.
That's the kid thing. Because the smell and the mouth and nose are taste. That's why when you have a really bad cold, your taste buds are down because they're connected to the sinuses.
Yeah, there sure wasn't much in there, but.
They always plug your nose when it tastes like crap. Remember, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Yeah, I never got that. She'd just say, open your mouth and swallow it.
I just took it. Even as a kid, I wasn't a little bitch.
Jim was always the perfect child.
No, I wasn't a perfect child, but. God damn it, you just knew some things you had to do. You know what?
Yeah.
I was also a guy, even as a kid. I wasn't a little prissy girl. Where's my Barbie?
I had a lot of Barbies.
I know you. Of course you did. All right. You know, we probably could give Lisa a reading before we die.
You know, yes.
We probably could do that.
One last word about Barbie.
We're going
to
die.
We knew it was time to put him away when Ken would come over with his buddies, and he would start raping all the Barbies. We knew then it was time.
Speaking of which, you see that there is a new movie coming out.
Oh, the Barbie
There's
movie?
A Barbie movie coming out. It might not be a bad movie. I'll have to wait to see more previews. It's about Barbie and Ken going into like the real world. We might have to check it out. All right.
I don't think
you got right to the gold even when you were a little girl. My Ken and Barbies only played tea parties without clothes. We didn't do the violent thing.
Well, they had nude tea parties.
Well, but you know what? You know, they have no openings, right?
They were happy. They still looked very happy.
They were happy. They always got a smile on their face no matter what.
But they were not anatomically correct. You're right.
You're right. They were without genitalia. But, you know,
boy, she had a rack.
But it wasn't really.
She had a rack, yeah.
It was like a rack. She was racked. She had a rack, but at the same time, she was reckless.
And, you know, Ken looked pretty pleased all the time.
So if they had naked tea parties.
She would probably more like her reading.
All right, sure.
Yeah, well,
I think she might want a reading.
Okay,
today.
Here we go. Here we go. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so today was, you know, it was a great day. We went to the park. We played with the kid. It was so much fun. And then we came back, and then we had our lunch. And now I'm taking a break, and I don't know. He had mentioned, because I think I may have asked. We went for a ride in the car, too, all three of us. It was a lot of fun. It was a perfect day. And his friend that touched my butt, you know, he hasn't come back for a visit.
No.
But somehow we got onto that topic, and I can't remember how. It was very organic. And he said, oh, yeah, he's coming out, but for a longer period of time. I said, is he moving here? No, but he's coming out for a longer period. Deb. All right, so what do you see in the cards about, I don't know, just, what's going on between he and I today? I mean, how does he see the relationship with me?
Oh, which one, the friend or your guy?
The neighbor. The neighbor.
The neighbor. All right, I'm going for it now. All right, one moment.
So which guy is this?
The neighbor.
Jesus fucking Christ, Deb. No, which guy is coming that might stay longer? I know which guy she's
the
talking
one
about.
That put his hand.
There you go.
Hand.
There you go. That's all I want. I didn't know if
Speaking
it was that.
Of Ken and Barbie.
I didn't know if it was that or if it was that other person that he'd been talking to the other day that was kind
no,
of addicted.
No, that dude. That dude's out of the running. You know, that dude's nickname, the one that was there the other day, his name should be Out of the Running Dude.
Yeah, he was the guy that you wanted to call like a Sultan guy, but that is too nice of a name. And someday you'll come up with another nickname. It will come to you.
Isn't he older than Dirk? That guy, he's old.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Sultan guy.
Yeah, he is.
Call him
the flaccid Nike.
Holy crap. I guess he likes to wear a lot of Nike wear.
No, I just do that.
So how was the birthday dinner last night?
Well, that is a true statement.
Oh, my God. It was such a tremendous, you know, it was so pleasant. It was so nice. It was so, I still haven't made the cake. And so I put all the birthday candles in the food that we were eating in the main entree.
Wow. So what, you have to like drill holes into the steak for the candles? Or was it... I mean, he had mashed potatoes, it'd be perfect. If you had mashed potatoes, you could just stick candles and that shit all over the place. If you had steak, you'd have to get on a drill. Drill little holes. But you know what? I would never have thought of that in a million years.
Oh,
I would have just saved the candles and the birthday cake for later. I never would have thought about sticking the candles on the main course.
I never thought
course.
Of that myself. Oh my God,
that is hilarious!
It
I would.
Is.
You should have. Did you take a picture?
No.
Shame on you. You got freaking birthday candles in the food. A main course food dish. You got to take goddamn pictures. What's wrong with you, woman? All right, go ahead, Deb. Cards are down, Deb.
All right. So that guy's coming back, right? Because he's here.
Oh, help me.
Grab ass. We could call him grab ass, that one.
He's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's coming back. Your neighbor's very happy about it.
If he's a school buddy, you're going to be as a guy.
Sure.
If it's somebody that you palled around with in your teenage years when you were learning about becoming a man and drinking and chasing bitches, of course you're going to want to have that guy come back and be like, hey, when you come and see the guy. Yeah, of course you do. That's fun stuff.
And you're going to enjoy it, too.
Is she going to get her ass
ready?
Well, I think she could tell him, if I want your hand on my ass, I'll invite you to put it there.
You could just say, if you grab my butt again, you're gonna be minus an eye, so you pick right now, the left eye or the right eye, which one you want to lose.
Well, you know, there was such an explosion the last time over that shit that I don't think there'll be a replay.
Hopefully.
That's cool. Well, you could talk to him if your neighbor dude runs to the bathroom, you could say, hey, touch any part of my body again, and you're going to be wearing an eye patch, bitch. That's you're going to be a freaking pirate for the rest of your life.
So, hey, Deb, the cards, do they say that he and I, the neighbor and I, are good as gold, or what does it say?
Yes, they do. I still see a bit of an argument coming.
A bit of an argument?
Just a bit.
A wee bit.
Just remember, you got it confused. All right, so don't go leaping at him.
What the hell are you talking about? Got what confused?
Whatever the situation is, it's showing up that it's happening in a like party type of situation. And you're gonna get mad. And I told you, you don't know, appearances can really be deceiving.
Probably not the first time you've been mad or hurt.
Right.
But I'm not seeing it developing into much that after it gets explained to you. Here's an example. Remember going into, like, say, a club and it's very noisy and your guy is sitting, there's maybe women around where he's sitting, and he's leaning over, like, toward her table, like I'm trying to do. And it's basically he's saying, what? What did you say? And it looks like they're very intimate.
But that would have to be a club, like, back in the day when they played the music so loud you had to scream into the person's ear to talk.
And it could be somewhere they're going.
I don't think you guys go to those places, do you?
Well, they go where there's music.
Yeah.
Lisa, you guys don't go to the types of clubs where the music is so loud that you actually shout 1 inch away from the
sometimes,
people here, right?
Sometimes. I don't know. I hate these knockdown dragouts, but I'll just kind of.
But knowing,
now
imagine if you saw that, if she was stunningly beautiful, any girlfriend is going to get a little bit of her back up over that, wondering what is that girl saying, especially if she puts her hand on him. I mean, like on his shoulder.
She didn't say she didn't say she was grabbing his schwants or anything like that. She was just saying, you know,
schwants.
Touch an arm or a shoulder. She didn't say she was grabbing for the schnitzelgruven or anything.
No, but she might put her hand like on his leg, like saying, hey.
Well, if you tap it, it's one thing, but if a woman puts the hand on a guy's thigh and leaves it there, that there is a clue. Yeah, but if you just tap the guy's thigh, that's not a big deal. The guy's not going to be like, I got to get unzip my quad now. But if you just tap, if a woman, like, especially if it's under a table, leaves her hand on a guy's thigh, there is a door opener.
Yeah, but why do we women always think that if we have an attractive man, every woman, they're coming in droves, and he doesn't have a mind of his own, you know, regardless, there's women coming for him.
The women are a little more jealous than the average guy. Now, average. Some guys are so jealous that they go to jail. But I'm saying, on the average, women are a little bit more jealous than the average guy in a club setting. In a club setting.
Yeah, I think so.
An average. You know, everybody says, well, that's not. Well, I'm saying average. There's some guys that the chick can't even walk within 10 feet of a guy, and the guy's, because he's psychotic. Some guys are just out there with their jealousy. But I'm saying, on the average, you women are a little more, you get a little more perky. When it's a boyfriend and not somebody that's like a fiance. Well, if you guys got a fiance or a husband, you back off a little bit on that. But you have some
well,
kind
when
of commitment.
These women are liquored up, they can get forward.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
when,
yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Going to jump at them all.
Yeah,
but it's like with you women, when you actually get some kind of a commitment, you tone that down.
But you know what? I've always gone for men that had a little bit of ugly mixed in too, because they wouldn't appeal to everybody, you know? A little bit of work on their nose.
Come on. Now she's exaggerating. A
couple teeth missing.
Deb does not go out hunting elephant men.
No, but my is not. If you lined them all up, you'd say, boy, Deb, you don't really go for good-looking men, do you? And I would say it was inside of them or what they did with what they had. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of difference in a one-night stand or a short-term relationship and a long-term. Obviously, there's different standards.
Yeah.
If you're going for the one-nighter, you want it to be a supermodel.
But
if you're just a boyfriend-girlfriend for a while, she's got to be pretty good.
Sometimes guys have a lot of personality, though, you know? That's the ticket. Personality.
What? Who?
Oh.
You mean guys or just any guy on earth?
Yeah. And they can be out there and, you know, girls can be drooling all over them because of their personality.
That's why we love you bitches, because you're so easy.
Well, if they have a good sense of humor,
that's
gold.
All you got to do is turn into a used car salesman at a club and they've had two drinks. Next thing you know, the panties are flying through the air. Off with the panties.
God, Jim, you're so...
I'm so honestly truthful.
Typical.
Honestly truthful. You don't like it. Nobody likes it.
Okay, but for Lisa, yeah, you're going to enjoy being around this guy. I think he's going to observe some civility. And I still think that was a test on you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, to see which way the wind was blowing there.
Word up.
Your neighbor. And the guys do stuff like that.
I want you to tell me what guys do, because
remember,
you're not a guy.
Remember on Jerry Springer.
Oh, well, okay, for the Jerry Springer, that's one example.
The two guy that,
yes.
All right, and he told his buddy, I want you
to try to seduce her.
And get her into bed.
To make sure that she's faithful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And she did go.
I have actually never heard of that.
Oh,
but it's,
no.
Also, remember a chick did it too with a guy.
Yeah, that's right.
I have never known anybody do that, but, you know, that actually isn't a bad test. It really isn't. If you ask, the problem is people, I want to get married. They're like, yeah, they don't worry about forever. I'll get married. It'll be good for a couple of years. If you actually are going to get married, you plan to live with this person until you die. An old person, that test isn't a bad thing.
To find out.
Yes.
Well, they used to have businesses where women would be decoys. Like if your boyfriend liked to hang out at a certain sports bar, she would go in there deliberately to try and seduce him and see if she could get anywhere with him.
And that's, you know what? It sounds bad.
Yeah.
And everybody, like at the audience, goes, oh, that's horrible. But you know what? That isn't really a bad test. Especially for somebody that is actually going into the marriage what it's supposed to be forever. That's not
so
a bad
test. Instead of bachelor parties, they should have those decoy nights.
Yeah.
And
some of my
instead of pre-marriage counsel, that's what should be taking place. The decoy night.
I'd love to see that as a reality show, and I'd want to be on it.
It would be good.
Where the girl's saying, oh, I know my man is so faithful, and, you know.
It would actually be good. I'm really surprised they haven't. They've done cheaters. They've done catfish. They should do that. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Lisa.
Did you ever follow Kathy Lee Gifford? I mean, this is old as the mountains, but
sure.
She was always bragging. Yeah, she was always bragging that she hitched up with that dude that was lots older than she was, and she was always bragging about their sex life, how he's been to her. And then
married.
On the National Enquirer.
Name?
And then on the National Enquirer.
They were married.
They had photos of a airline stewardess where he was sticking his wing up the south. She was so humiliated. Now, she should have done the decoy thing before the marriage and certainly before bragging about how great that she was.
Yeah.
That she was prime pickings. She was younger and he was into her and they had great sex. I'm waiting for that duo. What is that? The blonde woman and the dark-haired woman, and they took over that show live with Kathy.
Yeah, it was Kathy, Regis and Kathy. Then it became Regis and that. They keep juggling fuckers around now, and the name gets new names. Yeah, now I'm waiting for that married couple to end up.
One of them to end up on the National Enquirer with his wing wang up somebody. Could be a man or it could be a woman.
They should have talked to Kathy and they give her rewound her life a little bit.
And then Kelly would be
crying.
Kelly will be crying like Tammy Lee Baker, with her false eyelashes.
Oh my God!
Her husband is caught on National Enquirer with a man or a woman.
That might have been the ugliest woman that thought she was good looking on TV ever. That Tammy Lee Baker chick, remember her?
Oh God, yeah.
She was good looking. She would put all those false eyelashes on, that horrible makeup, because she thought she was good looking. That Viagra could not solve that problem ever. That was the most ugliest, horrible looking woman I've ever seen. I would rather run into a swamp and bang whatever came along. That woman was ghastly.
They do say the little head has no conscience.
Right.
So it goes wherever it wants to go.
But sometimes it has a little bit of standards.
It does?
Sometimes. Depends on the alcohol. Remember, a lot of problem is the younger guys have a mission. They call it my missile has a mission of moisture tonight. So that means their mission is before that bar closes, they want to go home with a chick. So sometimes they have to lower their standards if they want to complete that mission. I would recommend aborting. Abort when the ugly lights come on and you see all these swamp things running around. Abort. But some people cannot abort. That's why that Master Chief guy said, ugly early, don't wait for the ugly lights to come on. Go. If you really got to grab a chick tonight, you don't care who it is, do it before the ugly lights come on, that one guy used to say.
And what
say
was
it.
His other saying?
No chick looks bad with your penis in her mouth. Yeah. Yeah. And if a woman doesn't meet your standards, you should lower them. Yes. Yeah.
God, guys.
That's when the guy goes out and says, I am having sex tonight no matter what. Which says no matter what. That's a big phrase, no matter what.
Is there such a thing as the gold standard?
If you say no matter what, then okay. Those are scary words if you're going to live up to it.
Okay, back to your reading, we should recap here.
We should recap your reading.
Yeah. New people coming into your life, this is going to be a fun summer for you. Very fun. I wanted to bring that out. A misunderstanding of something, I believe it's something you see. That's going to really disturb you. You're going to jump to a conclusion and you're going to be wrong. And this will be your chance to make it up to him. Okay, so also, you've got some big money coming into your life, Lisa. I got to tell you, it's here. And it's coming.
Well, you know what?
What?
Let me tell you something. If I make a mistake, and what I see with him, I think it's his problem because he should be drawing the boundaries. and then I will take that money and disappear. I will just say I've had enough of this. I will cut the cord because it's traumatic getting into these upsets with him. It is so traumatic. I cannot believe I've never had this historical event of trauma with a man in my life. I am wrung out. I am wrung out.
Like in the Indiana Jones movie, The Last Crusade, maybe you chose poorly.
Yeah, if you feel like you've got to be on guard all the time.
If you chose a man that's going to constantly make you go through dramas, maybe you chose poorly.
No, you know, right now everything's perfect. We're walking
right now, right this one
the yellow brick road. We're high on life. We're like a family. Everything's fine. But man, when we swing the other way, you know, what was it yesterday? You know, we were trying to, you know, talk it out and mend the fence, and it was okay, but I was crying. I'd been up since 2 a.m. and blah, 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 blah. That, I'm tired.
Well, right, and it seems like it's very much a struggle for you in a lot of ways, but you got to remember, you guys are still within the what would we call this, the container of friendship. This hasn't turned to being exclusive.
You're in a super gray area.
Yeah.
Super transitional gray area that doesn't actually have a boundary that's coming up anytime
soon.
No.
And if you had that.
Right. Consummation. If you guys would have banged like freaking screen doors in a hurricane that were, you know, then there's a different level. You haven't got that. So you're in this weird, unfamiliar territory area in your relationship that nobody can define.
And the thing is...
No, I'm saying nobody can define it, so you're kind of in a weird area.
You are, and in the beginning when we all started this, and I told you there was a gay man where you were moving, and you found out there was, and the two of you became fast friends. I remember saying to you that... Oh, crap. Should have interrupted you, Jim. It blew away. It'll come back. I reminded you that...
I don't know.
It's a boomerang. I've just got to wait for it to come
international
back.
Shout out to Rachel from the land down under.
Yes, and
thank
Louise
you.
Is there too.
Well, we talked. Oh. We already did that.
Okay.
We did this.
Oh, I reminded you. See, the boomerang came back.
Put her right in the twat. Oh, I was free ball. I did not say that. I didn't say a word hit her. Hit her right in the hands where you're supposed to get the boomerang. My bad.
My grandma used to say the word twat. It's not that bad of a word.
Well, then go ahead and say
it.
In
those days, I don't think it was used like that, though, was it?
The next time you go to court for a traffic ticket, call the judge a twat, see what he thinks. It's not a bad word. See how that goes.
Or hold up ticket and say, what is this twat, please?
Exactly, yeah. I'm saying, if it's not a bad word, just say, I'm sorry, sir, this is not a bad word. You're being a twat.
Okay,
no,
I remember saying that you folks were characterized in the cards as being door openers for each other. Do you remember that?
I kind of do, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Now, what I remember, this is what I remember. I remember when I was still in the other place, miles away, and I talked about moving here, and you said the neighbor is going to bring love to you. I remember that.
Okay.
And he did.
But love doesn't mean it's a forever husband-wife thing. He did bring love to you. And it's not over yet. I'm not saying like past tense.
And he's helped heal you in a lot of ways.
There's no past tense here. Mm-mm. Nothing.
No.
He has he's bringing it right now. Yeah, let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's
going
to be the forever and ever. You're both going to have matching freaking unicorns and ride off into the sunset. Doesn't mean that. But right now, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is, for sure.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's life for all of us. Everybody thinks, like, oh, I fell in love with this person. It has to be the forever thing. Well, that's what we want to think, but we all know better, hindsight.
Yeah.
But this could be, you don't know when it's going to be. Some people say you know when you know. But you know what? How many people in divorce court thought they freaking knew that was the forever person? I would like to go down a divorce court. Hey, did you, when you married this person, did you think that was your soulmate? Well, I sure as hell did. Yeah, you did, but you were wrong. So the heart likes to trick the mind is the big, right?
Well, that's the thing. The
it
mind
tricks
knows,
the mind.
Mind knows what it thinks, and it tends to be very logically based.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The heart only knows what it feels.
Yeah.
And the twat knows something else.
You get the one, I like one syllable words. It's so nice and simple.
And you know what? You know what? Knowledge is power.
There you go.
Why is the Ben got three syllables? I like one syllable words. Squat. What? You know. Let's make it easy. Tip.
Now, here everybody thinks C-U-N-T is a bad word. But over in like the UK, it's common.
But it's, they don't.
Oh, wow.
No bad word.
She Samantha
it's still a
Bee
bad word.
Was, yeah, was doing a show, like a talk show, Samantha Bee, and she said that, Ivanka, I think it was, or Ivanka, whatever, one of them, Ivana, whatever. She called her a feckless cunt.
A what?
Feckless.
What's feckless?
Well, all I want to know is when the British say that word, do they put the pinky down?
On what? On the what word?
Do they lower the pinky? Do they lower the pinky on their hand?
God, I don't know. I've never heard that.
I don't know what the hell that
means. You
know
when you drink your tea with the pinky up in the air?
Yes, I got you. Yeah. Certain drinks with the pinky flying. I don't freaking know. That is a good question. I don't think they know. I don't think they know. They have no idea.
Or is that a formality?
Yeah, I don't think they know. I think they do what they do. So for generations and generations, they've been drinking tea. They have no freaking idea why they think it's so great. They have no idea.
They just do
it. Mm-hmm. It's ingrained in their lifestyle.
They do in Australia also.
You got, why would they do it in Australia, Deb?
Tea?
Yeah, well, who the hell put humans in that country?
I guess the British.
Oh, imagine that. All right. Thank you very much.
Rachel says they use the C word often. And she does pinky drink.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Live and loin is what I say.
Yep.
Now read her card. Give her her card.
I've already buried it. All right.
Resurrected, Jimbo.
Your healing angel card.
Anything.
Precious gift. Friendship, family, and love are precious gifts. Do not lose sight of what is most important.
There it is.
Whoop. There it is. Whoop. There
and if you
is.
See Thank him you. Do something, like put his arm, you know, around somebody Whoops. And they're talking, I would tease him afterwards. I wouldn't jump his shit over it. I would just tease him.
Oh, God.
You know?
Oh, and help me, God.
Like, see why I have to keep my eye on you? Because all these little whores around here are going to snap you right up.
Oh, yes, because all other women are whores. They are in a bar, right?
Of course. Also in Walmart.
You are the only one that is a non-whore. All the other ones.
I have it on good
except
authority.
Except your friends. Yeah. Except your friends. All other women that are not your friends are whores.
Hey, you know what? I got quick news for you, newsflash. If I mention a man's name at all in conversation, he goes, who's that? Who's that? Who's that?
Oh, yeah, see? That's interesting. That's...
Then you need to fuck with him.
Yeah, and do what?
I forgot to tell you about the guy that was banging me from behind yesterday. That's who that is.
And see if he finds humor in it.
And he needs to find some humor if he's going to be like that.
And then say, lighten up.
Yeah, then if he gets all upset, say, well, you know what? Don't act like that, jackpot, every time I throw a name out there.
Yeah.
Or
who's
I won't
that?
Even, I'll,
who's
I'll
that?
Just lie.
Who's yeah. that? That's what I get constantly.
I'll say, I know it. Who it is? It's your daddy. Ooh, yeah, it's your daddy, boy. It's your daddy.
It's your daddy, boy.
Yeah, boy, that's my daddy. Your daddy was my daddy last
who's
night.
Who's your daddy?
That's right. Let's do it, Deb. Let's throw it in. Let's call it. We got to do it. Oh, anyway. Oh, Lisa, we shall talk again. Thank
okay,
you very
well,
much.
I love to both of you. I'm giving you the parade wave and the parade.
Now remember, tomorrow, if we're up to it, it'll be News for the Soul.
Yes.
At 6 p.m.
Oh, my God. I'm sending you prayer energy, Deb. And
it'll
so
be a game time decision based on her health.
Looking,
I am not as sick as she is.
Looking on the computer, I can see it in my eyes that I'm under the weather.
She won't know until it gets really close to showtime.
You know, Catherine, that was awesome. She said her ex-fiancé used to call her a whore, and she would look at him and say, really? I charge for sex? He never had a comeback for that. What would you have said?
Well, I don't.
No.
I probably wouldn't have called my fucking fiance a whore, first of all. That's all I got to say about that. I'm just saying, you know, typically you don't call your fiance a whore, as far as I know. Unless that's what you got going on. If that's what you got going on.
Daytime,
you know.
I think that's 11 p.m. for you guys. I think you're 5 hours ahead of us.
Let's just say it's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Google will tell you in about as fast as you can type what frickin' time it is where you live. Right?
Yeah, and we got to be a little bit good on there.
For that first 60 minutes, it's a PG show. Not even, that's a PG-13-ish, we'll say.
Yeah,
it is. That's all. Because, you know, she's got sponsors and people that actually, she has a full operation.
Yeah, it's
where
very
she has
legit.
Sponsors that actually pay for commercials and stuff. So you know how it is. You can't go bad because they could pull the plug on her.
She's got Deepak Chopra.
Yeah, like, what a fuck.
And well, he's not from here.
I don't know. It almost sounds like either a rapper or some kind of mythical beast that nobody's ever seen before. Hey, I heard there was a Deepak Chopra sighting the other day in the woods. Or hey, man, did you hear? Deepak Chopra released this new badass jam out. It doesn't sound like the guy that we all say it is.
And then she also has Dee Wallace, who was the mother on E.T. Remember the mother, the blonde mother?
Why in the hell is that? Nobody on this single planet would ever know who the hell that was.
Well, in her picture, she's been an actress.
When did E.T. come out?
I don't know, 80?
Before a lot of people here were even born, probably, listening to the show.
Really?
Yeah.
But they may have seen the movie later. She's got Shaman and...
Oh, she's got a lot of stuff.
Oh, God.
I got what she's saying.
Yeah, just go look.
She's got 24/7 content, yes.
They have medical intuitives where you can call up the show and the intuitive will tell you what your physical, your problem is. What your medical problem is.
Yeah, I hope they got disclaimers.
Yeah, she was the sexy cat lady for Halloween.
What?
Cat Dee Wallace, don't you remember? That movie was kind of around Halloween.
E.T.?
E.T. And she had dressed up as a sexy cat woman.
In the movie?
Yeah, Dee Wallace was hot.
All I remember is the little freaking brats and that stupid-ass alien I was hoping somebody would shoot. Phone home. Ow. It's like, somebody kill that son of a bitch.
Oh, Louise, you're a medical intuitive.
Even as a kid, I hated that thing.
We should have you on the show sometime. And, you know, that was, what's her name now? Drew Barrymore was the little girl.
Oh, she was tiny then.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that. And they're riding bikes in the air. What is this shit? And then what was the other? I hated freaking Gremlins, too.
Oh, the little
I wanted,
don't get them
what
wet.
Was the good one? Gizmo?
Yeah.
I wanted somebody to hit that fucker with a golf club on a tee. Oh, I wanted to just knock him into outer space. It was so annoying. Even as a young person, it just, as like,
Oh, Catherine, you got to see Gremlins. It's kind
of
hokey,
my God.
But it's fun.
Just take it with a grain of salt.
And Rachel, you guys have claim to fame with that, what was it called? The one where the Jeep went up in the air into the tree, the Coke bottle, Aborigine guy.
That's not their claim to fame. The goddamn gods must be crazy.
That's a cult movie.
That's
now.
Not their claim to fame of all the movies out there on Earth.
From Australia.
Yeah.
Like what?
Lord of the Rings they filmed in New Zealand, I believe.
I thought they went to Ireland for those.
No.
No, that was Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
No. They have a million movies that are more than that. That is a funny movie that they spent $15 on to make, and it was hilarious.
How did he talk?
Yeah. Yeah, that black dude. Yeah.
And he called it the thing. He had to bring the thing to the end of the earth and
throw it off a cliff or some shit like that. Yeah, the Coke bottle that some guy was running a biplane drinking, and he just threw it out. All right.
Well, Jim's
going to do the blog talkers first.
Yeah, blog talk. Here.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
We are sorry. All good things must come to an end.
Call us earlier.
And
get in line early.
Earlier, and you know the illnesses that we have dictate how long we can go.
Patrick Swayze. Oh, what was that called with the three guys? Wesley Snipes and Patrick Swayze. There was one other guy. They dressed up as like cross dressers and behaved like they were, you know. Oh, it was that little that Latino guy, Guzziamo or something.
What
like
hell
that.
Movie are you talking about?
Oh, thank you. What was that called again? Thank you.
I never saw it. I never saw Wesley Snipes or Patrick Swayze dress up as chicks.
Oh, God, it's a fantastic movie.
Unless her illness cuts it down. It is what it is, right?
Please let me find this.